Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were taught that a person or persons who want to lead a church into the contemporary movement should be identified as a heretic. Let's continue with that message today. Now, here's our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Go to the book of Ezekiel, what's going on? Well, they got images on the wall, the sun god, to other false gods, inside the temple. If that's not enough, there are ladies out front with their worship of a goddess that is not a true god. And so they have all that going on, and God ends up taking his glory off. He's called the Shekinah glory, and the glory is removed, and they lose their temple. I mean, they lose everything. They get restored, they get the temple built, and then what happens? Yeah, you get onto the book of Malachi, you find out that the priests were doing the same things. They were very immoral, fornication. Their wives are crying over what they were doing. God had to bring judgment there. But also, we could even look back to Jeremiah. After they've been conquered by Babylon, they've lost everything they have. They were told they could stay there in Israel. Because one man gets killed, they say, oh, what are we going to do now? And they turn to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah says, I'll pray. And he comes back and tells them after he's done praying, don't go to Egypt. God will take care of you right here. That's the word from the Lord. You don't know what you're talking about, Jeremiah. We're going on to Egypt. They get on to Egypt. Evidently, they force Jeremiah with them. And in Egypt, what happens? Well, Jeremiah preaches to them. They're false gods. They were the gods that the women worshiped, and the men knew they worshiped. And they said, no, it's not like that. Listen, it was better in Egypt when we worshiped those false gods than to worship the way you're talking about, the old way. The old way, that's past. Well, you lost everything. You lost your possessions. You lost everything you have. As a matter of fact, immediate family would no longer be back in Israel of that group. That's the way it works. You get in Revelation, you've got seven churches that are no longer in existence today because they decided that the world had a better way of doing church, that their standards were better than the holy standards of God. I'm just saying that's a history throughout the Bible, and yet the contemporary movement is not a brand new thing. It happened way back in the Old Testament, as far back as Exodus can continue throughout, and down through history, that's the thing that happens over and over. People want something that makes them relevant and popular with the world, and that is not loving Jesus Christ. That is not right with God. And when you have a preacher stands up in your pulpit, someone you know comes in, says, now it's time to transition from the King James Bible. We'll be covering that in just a few minutes, but that's a man that the Bible will identify as a heretic. That is heresy. When they try to get rid of the holy standards, that is a heretic. That is heresy. And you can write me or you can email me, but there will be no apology for telling you the truth on that. And so instead of getting upset because it affects something that you like, don't be in vain any longer. Get right. Get right with God on that thing. Now, 1 Corinthians 11, because all these people got saved, everything was going well. But then we find out in 1 Corinthians 11, some are sickly among you, and many sleep. In other words, they died really before the Lord had planned to take them home. But the sin in their lives, the sin that got so active around them, and they began to fall into things, he started taking on the world. What happened? Well, some are sickly, and some are taken to heaven early. And so that has been the rule. That has been the way throughout all history of the Bible since the days of Jesus Christ. Yet, Jesus, an all-knowing God, still loved us so much that he came and he died for us. Now think of that. Think of that. Why undergo the chastening of God in order to be acceptable with the world? Why adapt to the world? Why just say, okay, all this stuff today, now it's not making me popular, it's not making me money. You better find out that the Lord can take even the billionaire's money. So I would be very careful about that, especially when you name the name of Christ. He chastens his own. So it's of utmost importance in our daily life that we be mindful that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. Israel corrupted the temple as seen in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 8 and 9. We just mentioned that earlier. And it got completely destroyed. Those people lost so much at the hands of Babylon, a wicked army. And Haggai, he couldn't understand why God was letting Israel get away with everything. He says, oh, they're not getting away with everything. I've got the armies of Babylon on their way. Haggai was really confused then. Wait a minute. Those are wicked people. That's evil. And they're going to come in and destroy us. Well, you see, Israel chose the way of the world. So God let the world come in and destroy them. Had they turned to the Lord, they could have had deliverance so much faster and even not had anything accomplished by the Babylonians in their time. God removes his hand from us when we quench and grieve the Holy Spirit of God. That's what Israel did. That's what those early churches ended up doing. And it cost them greatly. Now, he does chasten. God does scourge us. And he does take some home early. That is his grace. That is his love. That keeps us from losing any more heavenly reward. I think some people take it home early because God already had a plan for them, had rewards planned for them. But their lives go another direction. And sometimes they get taken home early. But other times they see the loss of reward for what they did and what they would have if the Lord had not taken them home, what they would have lost. So, with God, the loss from being a saved person but trying to live like the world is a cost that if you really knew the impact of that, you would in no way want to be like the world. Too often Christians live as if they are unsaved, or as if Jesus Christ means very little to them. Regardless of the things they may say, their lives show that Jesus Christ doesn't mean that much to them. Now, let's be a peculiar people, as the Bible says. That is different from the normal of the world and the depravity of man. And ask God, by his Holy Spirit, who is ever present with us who are saved, since we are temples of the Holy Spirit. Ask him to help you and help us understand. Help us understand the position we have as temples of God and what it does in relationship with Jesus Christ. So you aren't deceived by the devil, who is behind all deception. He's behind all deceit that leads to Christians who fail. But the old entertainer, Cliff Wilson, used to say the devil made me do it, but with a Christian. The Bible is very clear. Draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And see, Christians have failed to do that. And so the devil's not fleeing from them. They're not drawing nigh unto God, and they're not really trying to resist the devil. They may think of sin and say, well, I don't want to do that anymore, but there's no plan, there's no turning to God, there's no anything. They'll just say, well, I'll say, God, forgive me. I had a lady one time come to me and just says, I'm leaving my husband. And I said, oh, has he been in adultery? Is he doing this? No. It's just not there anymore. And I just says, well, you know that sin is what God calls sin, what you're thinking of doing. She says, well, God will just have to forgive me. No, God doesn't have to forgive you when you're unrepentant and don't come to him and forsake your sin. If you're not willing to forsake your sin, then there's no forgiveness. Just saying, oh, God, forgive me. I know it's sin, but forgive me. I'm doing it. That's not forgiveness. And my friend, don't wait till you end up before his throne to realize that. And I think of in the Bible, because it says in 1 Corinthians 6, in verse 19 there, when you look at it, as the devil deceived Eve, you know, we find out that he did deceive Eve. He deceived Eve. What about Adam? No, he sinned presumptuously. He knew that it was wrong, but he did it anyhow at the leading of his wife, Eve. So the serpent deceived Eve in the garden. That is why we consider a verse like 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. You see, you were bought with a price, the blood of Jesus Christ. That is how precious each of us are to him. But to live in a way that we are giving in to the lust of the flesh and the pride of life and the lust of the eyes. Be mindful. The Holy Spirit, if you're saved, is indwelling you.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.